Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Wrexham's episode Ballers premieres on FX Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 in the evening on the East Coast. And in that episode, you'll get a new look at the Wrexham women's team, which Gemma Owen has a massive say and control over. And today we have the pleasure of talking to Gemma Owen, who features heavily in that episode about her roles with the Wrexham women's team. So Gemma, for all those people out there that might not know you or what you do with Wrexham, can you just give us a rundown of what your responsibilities are with the club and specifically with the various women's teams?
Yeah, of course. I can try my best. I'm someone that seems to have a lot of hats to wear across the women's section of the club. But my role is head of women's football operations at Wrexham AFC, particularly, as I said, on the women's side. So my responsibility lies across a match day. It lies across the build up to a match day. Making sure that the players and the staff have everything they need, basically, to operate at the level and the manner that they wish to. But I also have been playing a part in getting to the point that we're at now. I'm one of many people that's played a part in that. And you know, it's important to stress that I'm not the only one that's been involved in this. There's been a lot of hard work from a lot of people in getting to the point that we're at now. But my role is to try and develop the women's side of the club, particularly, and that's across all levels. That's across senior levels, youth teams, and our junior teams as well. And just to build what will hopefully be a fantastic club, which it already is now. But we want to grow that even further and try and reach the highest levels that we possibly can.
Yeah, in this episode of Welcome to Wrexham, you can kind of get a glimpse, even if it's a short one, that this club has gone under some serious change in the women's game. I'm just curious, what personally do you think you've done to make that happen? I mean, you talk about how you wear all these different hats, and that much is clear just in the episode itself, but I'm curious if there's anything that stands out to you that you've done over the last couple of years that really made a difference for the different teams.
That's quite a tricky question to answer, and that's in the sense of, you know, it's hard to say that I've done any particular part in it. And you know, I tend to think that I play a small part in what I do, but and work alongside some incredible people to do it. I think what I would say though is my love for the club first and foremost, my love for development of women and girls football, and my love for the people who are involved in this club, particularly the staff and players on the women's side, just makes my job so much more enjoyable. And you know, everything that I feel that I do, and however small that is always for those people. And it's always to try and make this club the best club that it can possibly be for as many different people to access and become involved in that. And that makes my job fantastically easier to do because of, you know, I work with some incredible people, and whether that's internally or externally. And you know, I'm driven by the people that I ultimately come across in my working life.
Yeah, Gemma, something that really stood out to me in watching this episode is that you see everyone is there because they love the club, or just generally speaking, they love the game. But Having been there and seen the growth, I'm just curious, what's it been like these last couple of years since Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have taken over, and you've worked with them closely to help grow the women's sport in North Wales? Just what's the last couple of years been like for you?
Pretty crazy, I'd probably say, and definitely in a good way. It's, you know, the takeover of the club and Rob and Ryan and everyone that has come on board with them has just allowed us to have a platform to be able to grow what has always been there, and the ambitions that have always been there. It's just given us that stepping stone to be able to ultimately do and put in place what we've always wanted to for a long time, and just haven't had the resources or the opportunity to do so. You know, things have moved very, very quickly. You forget that we're only, what is it, two, not even 3 years in to this whole part of the journey. But it's been fantastic, and I mean that in the sense of, you know, we're able to get out our story from a women's perspective and women in sport, and particularly football, out to you know, a worldwide audience. We're getting to show people around the world how special the people are that work within our football club, that play for our football club, but also showcasing the town of Wrexham and or the city of Wrexham as it is now. You know, I feel, and I know I'm biased in what I'm saying, because I'm born and bred Wrexham, but we're a special place and we're full of special people. And, you know, the documentary has just showcased that and showcased what we already know. And we've wanted to share that with the world for a long, long time, that Wrexham's an amazing place. And, you know, that's been one of the best things to come out of this whole three years. So yeah, it's a pretty amazing journey that we've been on and that we continue to be on.
Now, kind of a two-part question here. You talk about how everyone's gotten to know this town that you've mentioned is now pretty much a city. What my first question is, how have the players embraced this new spotlight on them? And my follow-up to that is, how has the success on the pitch just been enjoyable for you and them? We got to see a couple of highlights in this episode of Welcome to Wrexham Ballers. We got to see a couple of personal looks at a handful of players. I'm just curious what the spotlight's been like for them and the related results on the pitch.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to. I think it's fair to say that, you know, we as a group of players and staff align with what the town of Wrexham is, and that's just very hardworking, down to earth people, and that is no different within our football club. Despite the spotlight that's on us, that will never change. That we will always be who we are, and I think that you know, that's a very special thing to, you know, who we are is an amazing thing to happen to us as a group of people, and you know, it's important that message gets out there. You know, a spotlight isn't going to change us, but what it does is it's allowed our players to become role models, to become ambassadors for whether it be the football club, whether it be women in sport, whether it be women in football. You know, it opens up a lot of responsibility that is now on the players and staff, but they've handled that so fantastically well, and will continue to handle that as well as they are doing, because they share a passion for the football club and the women's game, as do we as staff. And you know, if we can inspire people to get involved, whether that's playing, whether that's supporting, whether that's coming to visit Wrexham, you know, whatever part that we as staff and players play in that, I think it's ultimately a very, very important part that the girls have really embraced. They've handled it fantastically well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Something that you just mentioned there is people visiting Wrexham to watch the women's team. And we've had people tell us about how they've gone to see the Wrexham men's team, but I'm curious if you've seen examples of people traveling from outside of Wrexham, outside of the entire country maybe, to come watch the women's team play.
Yes, that has happened. And I'm sure that will continue to happen. I hope, you know, our games on the women's side are on Sunday afternoons. So a lot of people, if they are unaware, but we've seen a couple of cases, or quite a few cases, I'd like to say, of it happening where they'll come and watch a men's game on a Saturday and then come and watch our games on the Sunday and do a little bit of a double header, which, you know, that's we've seen an increase in the level of support that we're getting already. And that's before any episodes have gone out that feature us. And you know, I what I really hope is that people, when they do watch our episodes and they haven't been to watch us before, they see how much value that we add to the sport. They see how much value that women add to football in general. And they understand that whilst there is a different atmosphere, I'm keen to point that out. It's very different to come in to watch a men's game, but equally as enjoyable. And, you know, for anybody out there that might be watching this, that, you know, come along and watch us if you can, because I guarantee you will thoroughly enjoy yourself first and foremost. But secondly, you'll see firsthand what a very, very special group of players and staff that we've got.
Now, Jim, I'm curious if there's been any talk of maybe allowing some American fans to see the Wrexham women's team in action, because this past summer we saw the men's team come over and play, what, 3 or 4 friendlies against some youth teams, and of course they played Manchester United in San Diego. I'm curious if you know if there's any possibility of that happening for the women's team, maybe coming over to the U.S. or anywhere else to play maybe some NWSL teams in the near future.
I don't know of anything happening at the moment. However, we would thoroughly love to, and you know, hopefully that'll be something that materializes, you know, next summer perhaps, if the men's schedule was to, you know, to be followed. But we would absolutely love to be able to do something like that, you know, not only for the players themselves to be able to experience, you know, the incredible atmosphere in terms of football wise that women's football particularly has in the States. You know, it's a massive sport over in America, and you know, for our girls to be able to experience that firsthand, I think would be firstly very, very special and incredible for them. But what would also be very special is, you know, for those people that might not be able to come over and watch us in person, similar to how it is on the men's side, it would be incredible if we were able to go and play for those people that aren't able to come. So whilst I'm not aware of anything at the moment, I really do hope that that would be something that can happen, because we'd be very much looking forward to something like that.
Well, I gotta say, we'll be hoping for that too. And Jim, I want to wrap up with this. It's more present than it is the documentary. Of course, Wrexham currently is playing in the Women's Premier League in Wales. And something I was just doing some research, I found that, of course, Wales does get a guaranteed spot in the UEFA Women's Champions League, even if it is in the playoff round. And Wrexham women's season just kind of started. They're only 2 games in, but 4 points is not a bad start by any means. I'm curious if you've given any potential thought to maybe Wrexham playing in the Women's Champions League against these teams that have just massive fan bases across the world, and just that keeps on growing with the rapid development of the women's game.
That is absolutely something that's in our thoughts, and has been since we started to put together a development plan for the club. It's one of our ambitions. It's one of our aims. You know, we want to represent Wales in the Champions League. You know, that would be something that would be absolutely incredible. But not only that, we want to be the first team representing Wales to progress. You know, it's something that hasn't quite happened yet. You know, there have been some very, very good teams that have represented Wales over the past few years, particularly Cardiff and Swansea. We want to be that team that go into the Champions League and break out of that that first group of matches. And yeah, we want to be that team to do that. And you know, there's absolutely no reason why we can't be. You know, whether that's now, whether that's in a few years' time. You know, obviously the earlier the better. But it's definitely been part of our plans from the absolute beginning.
All right, well, Jim, fingers crossed we can hope that happens. And again, anybody out there wanting to watch, welcome to Wrexham. You can watch Gemma and the entire Wrexham women's team on Tuesday, October 3rd on FX, that episode airing at 10 p.m. Gemma, really want to thank you for coming on and talking to us. We wish you and all the Wrexham women's teams the best of luck this season and down the road as well.
Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.